Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know. Whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include new phase 2 data on NS002 for the treatment of anaphylaxis, the publication of the 2026 heart disease and stroke statistics from the American Heart Association, new clinical guidance from the American College of Chest Physicians on biologic management in severe asthma, findings from a national survey on topical steroid use in dermatology, and data from two phase 3 studies of amlitelimab for the treatment of patients greater than or equal to 12 years of age with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of January 18, 2026. Let's jump in. Number 1. Phase 2. Data show NS002. Intranasal epinephrine acts faster than EpiPen. On January 20, 2026, Nasus Pharma announced positive interim results from its Phase 2 clinical study of NS002, the company's investigational intranasal epinephrine powder formulation for the treatment of anaphylaxis. Results showed NS002 achieved faster absorption, higher peak concentrations, and greater early epinephrine exposure compared to intramuscular EpiPen autoinjector. Number 2. AHA 2026, Heart Disease and Stroke Statistics, Progress and Pitfalls with Lathapalaniapin, MD-MS. The 2026 Heart Disease and Stroke Statistics from the AHA Spotlight Heart Disease and Stroke as being among the leading causes of death in the U.S., with heart disease remaining the leading cause of death and stroke, moving up to the number 4 spot. Number 3. New CHEST recommendations guide biologic use for severe asthma. CHEST released a new clinical guideline on biologic management in severe asthma, offering 7 evidence-based recommendations to provide a framework for pulmonologists, allergists, and immunologists to implement in their own practice. The document examines existing biologics and provides evidence-based recommendations for which biologics to consider for different patient populations. Number 4. Topical steroid concerns in dermatology, highlighted in nationwide survey. On January 21, 2026, Arcutis Biotherapeutics announced results of Skin Insights, Steroid Perceptions in Chronic Inflammatory Skin Diseases, a nationwide survey of adults and parents of children with plaque psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, and seborrheic dermatitis. Results showed nearly 9 in 10 adults and parents of children with plaque psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, and seborrheic dermatitis being treated with topical steroids are concerned about side effects, and nearly 8 in 10 adults and parents agreed that their or their child's treatment plan focuses on reactively taming a flare rather than proactive long-term solutions. Additionally, when their skin condition is uncontrolled, nearly all adults and children experience emotional, mental, and daily life challenges. Number 5. Amlitelimab effective, safe for atopic dermatitis in patients 12 years and older. On January 23, 2026, Sanofi announced results from two global Phase 3 studies, Shore and Coast 2, of amlitelimab, a fully human non-T-cell depleting monoclonal antibody that selectively targets OX40 ligand for the treatment of patients 12 years and older with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. In these two Phase 3 studies, amlitelimab was well tolerated, and the safety profile was consistent with previously reported data.